Good day, students. Welcome to economics class. My name is Mr. Chimeze Ehilebu, teaching at All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo, River State. This class is for SS2. SS2. Today's topic is elements of national income accounting. Elements of national income accounting. Hello, students. How are you doing? I am quite sure some of you are tired staying at home. No. Don't allow boredom. It may be boring, but I'll advise you to combine reading your books with acquiring some skills in any field of your choice. And don't forget that education still remains the best avenue to acquiring economic power, political power, and military power in any country. So I implore you to still remain focused on your studies. Now, take your pen and notebook, be in a quiet place, and write down important points from this topic as you listen carefully. As I said earlier, today's topic is elements of national income accounting, or simply called national income. National income accounting. The contents of this topic include A. Introduction of national income. B. Definition of national income. C. Concepts of national income. D. Methods or ways of measuring or calculating the national income of a country. E. Uses of national income. F. Limitations of the use of the national income estimates. And lastly, determinants and sources of national income statistics. Now, let's go to the lesson outline number one. Introduction of national income. The national income, or rather, the national income account is a systematic record of the various levels and types of economic activities occurring in the economy. Most often, accounts are prepared to coincide with the country's fiscal year. Data on national income are important because they provide the criterion for measuring the economic's level of performance, as well as the welfare enjoyed by the citizens, both over time as well as in comparison with other countries' citizens. Definition of national income. Definition of national income. National income is defined as the value in monetary term of all the goods and services produced in a particular time, usually a year. I will say that again. I said national income is defined as the value in monetary terms of all the goods and services produced in a particular time, usually a year. Another definition may be put this way, that national income is the addition of all profits, interests, wages, and rents received within a year. Students should note that a country's national income is calculated in terms of money, and the national income only takes into account of those goods and services which are exchanged for money. The national income is the same as national product or national expenditure. The next subheading is concepts of national income. Concepts of national income. Students should recall that when we talk about concepts, we mean the various terms involved, or some terms we use in national income accounting. Some of the terms or concepts are: 1. Personal income. Personal income. This is the income that accrues to an individual for participating in a productive activity. In other words, it is the earnings of an individual in monetary terms for taking part in the production of goods and services, either by him or his property. It includes wages, interests, rents, and profits. 2. Disposable income. Disposable income. This is part of income which is left after personal income tax is deducted. That is, that part of income that remains when personal income tax is deducted, which is the amount left for spending and savings. 3. Per capita income. Per capita income. Income per capita is the income per head of the population, or it is the average income of the individual in a given period of time, usually a year. It is obtained by dividing the gross national income by the total population of a country, that is, gross national product divided by total population. Per capita income serves as an economic indicator of the level of standard of living and development. 4. Don't forget, we are looking at the various concepts that are involved under national income accounting. So the fourth one is what we call gross domestic product, GDP. Gross domestic product, GDP. This is the total value in monetary terms of all goods and services produced in a country within a period of 1 year by all the residents of the country, regardless of whether they are citizens or foreigners. Hello, students. Is that okay? Let me use my own words to explain this area. When we are talking about gross domestic product, GDP, here, we mean that it is the total value of goods and services in monetary term produced in a country by both indigents and foreigners living within the boundary of the country in a year. As the word domestic indicates, the GDP is only concerned with the total internal production of the country. It has nothing to do with the net income from abroad. Net income from abroad. In other words, it does not concern itself with what the citizens are being paid from abroad or the amount paid as income by the country to foreigners. GDP is used to measure the rate of growth of the economy. The fifth one, gross national product, GNP. Gross national product, GNP. The gross national product, GNP, is the total value in monetary terms of all goods and services produced in that country plus the net income from abroad in a year. That is, the total monetary value of goods and services produced by the citizens of a country, including income from their investments, both at home and abroad. Hello, students. For gross national product, we are concerned only with only the indigents of a country that are within the country and those living abroad. That is the indigents now, those that are living in that particular country and those that are living abroad. Here, we are not concerned about the foreigners. It is only the indigents when we refer to gross national product. It excludes the contributions of foreigners in a country. Mathematically, gross national product equals to gross domestic product plus net income from abroad. Again, GNP equal to GDP plus net income from abroad. Now, the sixth concept is net domestic product, NDP. Net domestic product, NDP. This is defined as the total monetary value of goods and services produced by the residents of a country or produced by both indigents and foreigners of a country minus depreciation. I'll take that one again. I said this is defined as the total monetary value of goods and services produced by the residents of a country or produced by both indigents and foreigners of a country minus depreciation. Here you subtract depreciation from the GDP. I am sure you've not forgotten the meaning of depreciation, which is the wearing and tearing of machineries. Mathematically, net domestic product, NDP, equals to gross domestic product minus depreciation. That is, NDP equal to GDP minus depreciation. 7. Net national product. Net national product, NNP. This is the total monetary value of goods and services produced by all the citizens of a country or only indigents living within the country and abroad minus depreciation. Mathematically, net national product equal to gross national product minus depreciation. That is NNP equal to GNP minus depreciation. Now, let me give you a summary of all these concepts because I know that here some students used to have some problems. You know, when we talk about gross domestic product, here we are looking at all those goods and services produced within the confines of a particular country by both the indigents of that country and foreigners that are living. You know that in Nigeria, you have different foreigners living in Nigeria, and many of them are doing one business or the other. So if you want to calculate the GDP, you add all the ones income or products produced by all these foreigners with the ones Nigerians are getting. But if you go to the next one, which is gross national product, here you are talking about all the goods and services in monetary terms that are being produced by only the indigents, that's Nigerians, that are living within Nigeria and also in abroad. So you should be able to differentiate between these two. And when you also talk about the net national product and the gross national product, the only difference between these two is that the net national product, you subtract depreciation from the gross national product, and for the net domestic product, you just subtract depreciation from the gross domestic product. Okay, so the next subtopic we want to discuss now is methods or ways of measuring or calculating the national income of a country. I said methods of measuring national income. There are three different methods of measuring national income. They are: one, output method; two, income method; three, the expenditure method. Now let's look at each of these methods. The first one here, the output method. The output method or output approach measures the total monetary value of all goods and services produced in the country in a year. Students should know that we are focusing on goods and services or products or commodities and services produced in the country when this method of calculating the national income is used. So all goods and services produced by individuals, firms, and the government are included. In order to avoid double counting, the figures are collected on the basis of value added. Value added. And value added of a firm is defined as the value of its output minus the cost of all inputs. That is, value added of an industry or a firm is defined as the value of its output minus the cost of all inputs. The second method or approach is income method or income approach. The national income is also obtained by adding incomes received by all the factors of production. This second one, that's the income method. We look at the incomes received by the four factors of production. Yeah, so here we are focusing on incomes using the income approach or income method. Unlike the first one, where we said that output method, you focus on the goods and services produced. So this second one now, income method, you focus on the incomes received by the four factors of production. In using this method, account is taken of all the incomes received by individuals, firms, and the government within a year for their participation in production. The income received by factors of production in the form of wages or salaries, rent, interest, and profits is added together. Now, to avoid double counting, transfer payments such as pensions and payments to old people, beggars, the sick, and students are not included because these people do not contribute to current production of goods and services. They are part of people's incomes, which are already counted. So when a particular student now, or you as a student, when your uncle in abroad or in Lagos sends you some pocket money, when such national income figure is added, that one he sent to you will not be part of the money to be calculated, because they've already calculated that your uncle's income there, so that we avoid what you call double counting. Apart from not adding transfer payments, business expenses are also excluded. However, goods and services consumed by producers are included. By using this approach, we arrive at either the GNP or GDP at factor cost. This means that the total figure is found by adding up the costs, i.e. income, of the various factors of production. To get the GNP or GDP at market prices, we now add taxes and subtract subsidies. The last approach or method is the expenditure method. This is the third one. That is, we are looking at methods of measuring national income. Method of calculating national income. You are looking at three of them. We said one, output method, two, income method, and this, the third one now, expenditure method. This method, the expenditure method now, measures the total expenditure on goods and services by individuals, firms, and government in a country. Only expenditures on final goods and services should be taken. Expenditure on semi-finished or intermediate goods should not be taken because this will amount to double counting. For example, in calculating the value of bread, we shall take care not to add to the final price of bread the prices of flour, sugar, yeast, and other ingredients that are used in making bread. In addition, transfer payments such as pensions that are paid to retired workers, gifts to beggars, etc., are not also included. The formula used for calculating national income using the expenditure approach is Y equal to C plus I plus G plus X minus M plus P, where Y equal to national income, C equal to private consumption expenditure, I equal to private investment expenditure, G equal to government expenditure on consumption and investment, X equal to exports, M equal to imports, and P equal to income from property. Students should note that the expenditure approach is not widely used in West African countries because of the difficulty involved in determining private consumption and investment expenditure. So the income approach is more widely used. The next lesson outline is uses of national income. Uses of national income. Now, what are the uses of this national income that we are discussing today? The first one, number one, national income figures are used for economic policies and planning. I said national income figures are used for economic policies and planning. The estimates provide basic and comprehensive data on the contribution of the various sectors of the economy to national output. So the data guide policymakers and economic planners on the right line of action to follow. Two, the figures show the standard of living. That's the data gotten from the national income, depict the standard of living of a country. And this may be gotten through the measure of capital income or capital income. Three, that's the third point on the uses of national income. What or why the need for national income accounting. The third one now, it determines the growth rate of the economy. That is, the national income accounting determines the growth rate of the economy. By comparing the figures for different years, it will be possible to know what is happening to the economy as a whole. It can also show whether the rate of economic growth is high or low. Number four, it forms the basis for contributions to international organizations. It forms the basis for contributions to international organizations. Contributions to such international organizations as the United Nations, the Commonwealth of Nations, etc., is most often based on the degree of prosperity of the different countries. And one way of determining the level of prosperity is the use of national income estimates. The rich countries with high per capita incomes will be expected to contribute more than the poorer countries with a low level of income per capita. Number five now, the last one there, so that others, you may read them up from the textbooks. Number five of the uses of national income is that it influences foreign investments. The national income data influences foreign investments. Apart from population figures, national income estimates and income per capita figures gives a rough idea of the potential demand to a foreign investment. Foreign investors will usually seek countries with rich or fast-growing markets. Okay, now students, let's go to the second to the last lesson outline, which is limitations of the use of the national income estimates. I said limitations of the use of the national income estimates. This means that although national income estimates are very useful, however, there are several problems that arise in using them to measure the standard of living in a country or for purposes of comparison between countries and between different periods in the same country. So such shortcomings or limitations of national income figures are, now they are, one, there are changes in the value of money. Changes in the value of money. Hello, student. Now, what we are saying here is that we are looking at those limitations that arises or that arise because of the usage of national income data. So there are problems, and some of the problems or limitations are what we are looking at. So the first one is that there are changes in the value of money. You know, the value of money changes because of different elements in the economy, like inflation. You know, all those things can affect the value of money, prices, etc. So these changes in the price level limit the comparison of national income between years. Two, differences in method of computation. Differences in method of computation. Using different methods of computation of national income by different countries makes it difficult to have a common basis for comparing nations. Three, they do not reveal the income distribution in a country. That is, they do not reveal the income distribution in a country. National income estimates does not indicate whether income is widely spread or concentrated in a few hands. That is, it's not a good indicator to know whether we have whether there's a wide gap between the rich and the poor. So it's very difficult to use the national income data to find out this particular problem. Number four, changes in population. That is, there are changes in population. There may be population changes and problems of population statistics. The size of national income may not in itself be a true measure of economic welfare because of changes in population and different population sizes. Wow. Okay, students, let's stop here. But before I end this topic, let me give you your assignment. Complete the following assignment and submit through the appropriate quarters and at the appropriate time. 1. Explain 4 sources of national income statistics. Explain 4 sources of national income statistics. 2. Why is the standard of living lower in West African countries than in advanced countries? Again, why is the standard of living lower in West African countries than in advanced countries? 3. Distinguish between the following pairs of concepts. Distinguish between the following pairs of concepts. I. Gross national product and gross domestic product. II. Net national income and gross national income. Question number 4. Explain what you understand by balanced and unbalanced budget. Again, explain what you understand by balanced and unbalanced budget. Okay, I'll stop here, hoping that very soon we go to the next topic. Thank you. Bye.